All right, everybody, welcome to Overdunk Episode 8, a special, like what I'm liking to call an emergency episode of Overdunk. We got the brackets for NA, EU, every region, actually, for our February tournament. Very, very exciting. A lot of fantastic teams. 16 teams in each region have been chosen after making their way through the gauntlet that was this randomly seeded open qualifier tournament. So, going to be looking at a lot of really good competition. I'm joined by some familiar faces and some new ones actually on this episode today to break down all the action with me. So why don't we just get a quick introduction out of everybody? I'll kick it off. I am Josh Zoinks Heber, caster for Unite Mics. With me right now is my co-caster. Dude, why don't you introduce yourself?
Kirk Dupe Snacks Dubay, play-by-play caster for Unite Mics. I'll leave it at that because we got more people, more important people on the call.
Absolutely, yeah. The red carpet is always going to be rolled out for this player. Mike, I called you the official Unite Mics coach on Twitter. You don't have to hold to that. It was maybe a lie, but we'd love it to happen. Mike Excellent is on the podcast. Mike, introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. I'm Excellent. I'm the current coach for Ascendance. I've previous defender player. Just staying in the scene, yeah.
Sweet, sweet. And then finally, last but not least, Mike Spam, new to the podcast, not new to the scene. If you've in any of the Pokemon Unite discords, you definitely know this player. Mike Spam, how's it going? Introduce yourself.
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, I'm Mike Spam. I've been around since the start of the game, was a competitive support player, took a step back, coached a bit, and now I'm back playing.
Nice. Yeah, you're doing the... I think that's a pretty classic rotation. It's sort of an orbit around the planet, right? All players move to the coach and then back to the game. Very cool. What position do you mostly play when you're playing for teams?
I'm a support.
Okay.
There's no
you're sticking
there.
With that?
I'm a support.
Okay. You are the true Elder Gods. Are you excited for tomorrow then? When we potentially
Very
get
much.
A new mod? Okay.
Even if... Just to like throw something short in here. Even if it's not as good as Elder Gods, just the fact that support players are going to have to learn something new that isn't Blissey, which was a hit the right trigger bot, and Eldegoss, which is hit an A press bot, I'm praying we get gameplay.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you're hoping for a little more dynamic, a little bit more player agency, you know, the normal gameplay things that every role
gets. I'm just hoping the character gets a really good ability so it can have a different characteristic than just being ranged and low evolution. And
yes. Those kind of are where the bar is in terms of meta in our game right now, isn't it? We have no evolution to low evolution. Those are the bars you gotta meet. And hey, a half-decent ability will do the trick. Yeah. I'd love to see it really... I mean, fantastic Unite moves are kind of the norm on any support character we have, though, at the moment. I mean, pretty even the tanks that are given that role in-game all seem to have pretty, fantastic Unite moves, as long as I'm, looking through... in mentally, but I think so. But all right, well, full disclosure, guys, Mike's man was the one that reached out to me wanting to do this episode, and I'm actually really, really excited to do so. Mike's man, you wrote up a really, really awesome primer for the NA region headed into this February finals, taking a look at some of the most more dominant, or not dominant, but prominent teams in the game, and a little bit about the actual storylines that are headed into our North American finals. So I'm going to pull that up on screen at the moment. And then for those of you who are hanging out at home and wanted to take a look as well, I'll put it in the chat, and then in the YouTube video we'll have it in the description as well. But okay, so we're taking a look at it now on stream. Let's talk about us first. So, Mikesman, the first thing you brought up is TTV slow start versus Ascendance's momentum. I don't want to just read off a PowerPoint what's on screen, but talk to me a little bit about what you wrote up for these two teams.
Yeah, so everyone knows TTV, formerly LoveDees, always have to get that in there. Are
no team is immune to name changes in Unite. Yeah. That is canon, and me and Doobsnacks have wept about it on cast many times.
I can only imagine. So they're historically the really dominant team, right? And if you're ever saying, who is going to win a given tournament, your first guess is always TTV.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have slumped before, and they were slumping coming into the February event. Ascendance has been on a hot streak. They've been taking a lot of titles. Now, mind you, TTV hasn't played in as many tournaments as Ascendance, and so Ascendance's trophy collection, as you were, was maybe a bit inflated, in the sense that, like, they've had some easier wins recently.
Sure.
But they've still got the momentum. And success breeds success, especially for a team like Ascendance, which has a lot of competitive players, but they haven't really been together for too long of a time.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in, they're going to be feeling good. They're a very macro-oriented team, which matches up well against a lot of teams with bad macro, you know?
That's true. Yeah, actually, speaking of the macro, the big brain side of Ascendance, we actually are so blessed to be joined by their coach. Excellent. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about how you've been working with Ascendance and what you think kind of their success going into this tournament's been coming from?
First question, how I've been working with them. Generally, I've just been trying to scout out what other teams are doing first and foremost, and mm-hmm. then looking into our own VODs and figuring out where our weaknesses lie. And then being there for the scrims, all of the scrims, and being like present, talking about it, trying to get a perspective that's just not like what just happened at the end of the game.
Right. Yeah.
Strengths of Ascendance, I'll say, like, people might think of us as a macro-oriented team because we might be less inclined to take those like super deep risks. But I will say that with recent additions on the roster, some players are very inclined to look for aggressive plays. The rest of the team is probably the ones like holding the thing together then, and making sure it kind of works well together mm-hmm. somehow.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's so interesting that you bring up that like the macro is kind of their key function, Mixman, because it is. They are an extremely strong macro team play. But whenever I think Ascendance, I so often like think of individual plays from specific players. Like Overlord obviously comes to mind. I still think he's one of the like most talented top lane player. He's the most talented top lane player in my mind in a. For sure, probably in a lot of other regions as well, but happy to have them. So that's really funny. Like, DupeSex, we've gotten to cast Ascendance multiple times. TTV, also a ton. We've been covering these teams so much. What do you think, like, when doing these casts, do you think that, like, really brings out the strengths of these two squads? What do you notice that makes TTV good? What do you notice that makes Ascendance good?
So first off, for TTV, I think it's their longevity of being together. I don't think that can go understated, and mm-hmm. I think their track record is very evident. Not only did they set themselves up for success early by being together, but not being one of the ones that have fallen victim to these constant roster changes all over the place. So I think that's one of TTV's greatest strengths, and I think that just shows in spades. We've been naming TTV champions in a bunch of our casts. It's good to get a little bit of change of flavor with Ascendance on the rise here to give us some something else to say. But to me, you nail it on the head. I mean, Overlord cannot be understated. The fact that that kid is, I don't know, what, 11 years old? No, but in all seriousness, a senior in high school. I mean, he is punching far above his age. That's without a doubt. And the fact that, you know, the story on the streets is, you know, he's hot on the mics and letting people know exactly what's going on, what he's thinking, and that he's correct most of the time, I think is a credit to his skill set and his ability to really kind of put the opponent's nail in the coffin when he's taking over a lane or joining with his teammates in a path. So that's just my quick high-level touch base on both teams.
Okay, very cool, very cool. All right, so Mike's Mam, after this two block, because, I mean, TTV and Ascendance, we know these teams really well. These are, I mean, this write-up is really solid. You're already predicting a match in the finals here at the end of it. I love that. But after this, your write-up starts getting pretty spicy. Let's talk about Team Shiny. You gave it the tagline, "Is Team Shiny done?" question mark. Talk to me about this blurb.
Yeah, it's worrying, honestly.
Okay.
They intentionally took a foot off the gas. They said, mm-hmm. this is a marathon, not a sprint. We don't need to be the best team in February. We need to be the best team headed into Worlds, right?
Interesting.
And that's all well and good.
Uh-huh.
However, it's really easy to say we're okay with losing when you're not currently losing.
Right.
If they come into this and, God forbid, don't get top four, don't get the free buy into the next finals, it's very hard for me to imagine this roster. They're all very competitive players. Faz, former semi-pro in Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Ren, turn on Ren's stream. very competitive player.
Yes.
Elo knows how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
Will these people be comfortable not being the best anymore? And they were previously on a hot streak, and then they stopped. And it's really hard to get that momentum going on a dime.
Sure.
Most of the time, it takes a change. And if they're not willing to make that change, either by being forced to, which, as I address, there's rumors that Elo's on the way out to Ascendance. If they're not willing to make that change, if Elo does stick around, what's going to happen to them? Very open question.
Okay, yeah, no, there is a lot of question marks around Team Shiny. You're right. I maybe don't have the same amount of hesitations towards the squad as you do, but I think they're all grounded. I think these are really, really big questions. Yeah, they haven't taken a break. They've been taking a lot of time off. I know they've been putting back in the work in terms of some scrims and things like that. Maybe not as much as the rest of these teams, though. Excellent. When it comes to this team, what do you think? Do you think them taking a pretty considerable break from playing scrims and grinding, do you think that's going to matter heading into this final 16? Or do you think this is the same Shiny squad we've always seen? They show up on day of, and that's the most important day to show up.
I think it would be the case if that was actually like 100% what was happening. Like, I've seen TTB take days off during Thanksgiving, and like they would always like come back, rebound, and find out how the meta works again.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, Team Shiny has put in less practice times. We've not seen them play as much.
Okay.
But they've still been scrimming to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
They're still scrimming TTV and having a really rough time. They were still scrimming Ascendant and having a rough time.
Okay, yeah.
So when they're actually putting in the work when it comes to it, and they're not winning, and they're still putting up this attitude that they are okay with it, and that's concerning, in my opinion.
Okay, wow, this is not what I expected. We have two takes that this is concerning from either side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off there at the end. What were you saying?
So, I would probably just be in a position where if we, like, generally continue losing in scrims and whatever, I would probably put on the gas again and figure out how I would work around them.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you're not really considering them as big of a threat anymore. Interesting. Shiny on the watch list a little bit here. Kirk, we haven't had as much time to cast this team. We've done it a little bit, but it hasn't been the most frequent. Are you worried about this squad headed into this monthly final?
If I'm just assuming Kirk's knowledge without Mike Spam and Excellent just dropping some inside heat on us right now. my gut reaction would be to not be that concerned. While there are some personalities on that squad for sure, I think the best equalizer on that team is without a doubt Retsu. You had them on Overdunk, and they are just a level-headed, level-set, you know, get in the mix. And sometimes that's what you need. You need a little sour cream to take the heat off what's going on, right? So I think Retsu steps in and fills that role perfectly. So without knowing, again, the finer details of how they're scrimming, how that's working out, I wouldn't be reticent to write them off too early. Mm. Now, one thing I will say about Team Shiny is the way this qualification for Worlds goes, you can't really afford yourself to take a break because you want to give yourself the easiest path to that final. I think it's the 24 team double elimination qualifying process, you know, regional at the end. And you do that by getting top fours, collecting championship points, so you don't have to go into that just enormous pool of where 16 teams are going to get pulled from. And you know every month that ticks by is another closing of the gap of teams that aren't on the radar yet but are trying to make that climb and working hard. You know, teams that come to mind real quick are Gengar's Goons. They never let up, and you see them slowly working their way up because they are putting in the hours, they are putting in the team, and they are finding themselves in high-profile matches against TTV, against Descendants, against Shiny. And, you know, they may be taking L's, but that just breeds further experience and success down the road. So
that's true.
It's a tough look hearing that, you know, because, you know, Team Shiny got all up in that G4 win, and
yeah.
I don't think that was the time to stop at all.
Yeah, it was a nice cash out for sure. But okay, Mike Spam, last thing I want to talk about on Team Shiny and you're right up here is I'm scrolling down a little bit. I see you still have them ranked 4 in your power yes. rankings above new tire. So the new tire is going to be like Rex or Triu, and I'm blanking on the other players on this new squad that they formed. But still, you have them rank in the top four of teams headed into the top 16. Do you just think the like bulk of the, you know, the latter half of the competition isn't enough to take it over Team Shiny, and Team Shiny just isn't top tier caliber anymore? Or are you more worried about them
now? That's where I land right now.
Okay.
It's very hard for me to imagine them really dropping multiple series against the teams I have below them.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
Games, probably. Their play-ins did not look clean.
Yeah, that's
they got
true.
Through, but they were not clean games. Mm-hmm. So I could see them dropping games here as well. I think having the extra week of taking it capital S serious will help them.
Yeah.
But I'm not confident they can get higher than fourth.
Okay. Awesome. Well, okay, let's jump into Full Send then. So Full Send is probably, they're a new team in terms of this formation of players to bracket, but the players that we're seeing on this squad are definitely not new. We have seen a lot of these players in other teams distributed, and they've, you know, things have happened. You know, we've had players been saying just insane things on Twitch and been punished for it by the community and then not. So, you know, there's been some bad stuff going down in terms of the Unite community, like we've said before. But hey, this is what Full Send is now. We got Snow Points, we got Red Love, we got Celestial. These guys, talk to me about this write-up. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, they're a team comprised of players who historically have had trouble keeping teammates.
Mm.
And I will note, back in the early days of the game, Brad and Snowpoint and Celestial used to play together. Mm-hmm. So there's some history there.
True.
But overall, these are players generally considered fairly toxic to be around. They're speak their mind, to put it in a pleasant sounding way.
Sure.
And when things go wrong, their rosters tend to blow up pretty fast.
Okay.
Now, here's the counter argument. They're all very, very good players.
Ah, yes. The best counter argument. They're good. That is true.
And that will help them here.
Mm-hmm.
You have five really mechanically gifted players. They might not have the best macro, but they have an opportunity here because, frankly speaking, I don't think Ascendants and TTV do that well in lane. I think Full Send could come in, just win lane, and use that to win game. Especially if it's the no one takes them seriously, they're a dark horse. Mm. And now all of a sudden you're facing this dark horse, mechanically gifted team, while down a level and a half post-Dread 1.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It is. That is really true. It's interesting that we're calling Full Send a dark horse here, but I tended to agree with you, but at this point it's really hard for me to include a team with these caliber of players. Like, we got Snow Points on here, we have Red Love on this team. Like, it's tough for me, and I'm a huge fan of Otter VGC, by the way. I think that player is good too, but it's just it's a tough pill for me to swallow when I'm trying to call this team a dark horse. But compared to some of the other top teams, you probably have to slot them into that position. Excellent. Dupesnacks, any thoughts on Full Send and this new roster that did qualify through winners, or did they qualify through losers? Do you remember, Mike Spam?
Winners.
They qualify through winners. Yeah.
I'm going to let our esteemed guest Excellent go first, and okay. I'll button it up. I just got light thoughts.
I don't have much to say except from Ascendant's own like experiences playing against them, because mm-hmm. I haven't followed their specific journey, but from playing against them, it will always towards the end of the game feel like they're taking a lot of smaller skirmishes,
right?
And they are trying to create advantages for themselves in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some points in which it breaks apart. It's also going to be more inclined to break the enemy team apart, but
rule of large numbers kind of thing. Yeah.
You're sure that you're going to get a very dramatic end to most games when you're playing against them.
Yeah, definitely. I crowned them back when we had Tyre originally as one of the best team fighting games. But you're definitely playing with players that demand a lot of resources from their team, but they're doing so because they want to put the game on their back. Makes a lot of sense to me. Dupesnacks, any more thoughts on Full Send?
Yeah, two thoughts real quick. Number one, for Full Send, I think they're a team that plays with the emotion on their sleeve, right? As Mike Spam mentioned, they might be the most dangerous team if they get hot early, and they might
Sure.
be the easiest team to defeat if they beat the brakes off each other in their first match, can't get on the same page, and then they'll just see themselves fizzle out. But as you mentioned, they are all individually strong, but this is a tournament and certainly a game where, teams are greater than the sum of their parts. And
Sure.
you can't just necessarily rely on that. But if they catch heat early, they get on the same page, things are clicking, they can definitely run roughshod through this bracket. The
Absolutely.
second thing I'll say, and this is a shout out to every team out there, whether you're in the February finals or you are prospective down the road, for the love of God, this is a Pokemon game. This is geared for children, and you need to act as such because they will protect their brand over you playing in a tournament any day of the week. So, for the love of God, keep that in mind and don't shoot yourself in the foot because you can't keep yourself off mute when you're streaming or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
For the, it's just that's I'm plead he's heed my advice here from my Pokemon TCG casting days. That's how it works. We have to understand the IP that we work within. We love it for what it is, but we also have to understand who it's geared towards and who the general audience that they care about is. And I'm sorry, it's not one Pokemon Unite team somewhere. So do yourself a
Right.
favor, put yourself on mute. If you can't keep it together, don't put yourself live,
Yeah.
and give yourself the best chance, at least in the game, as opposed to all the out-of-game nonsense.
Yeah,
That's
sure.
all I'll say about
Yeah, don't suck is a big one. But yeah, cool.
that.
I have no patience for that. And you say that too, but we have players in this bracket, but we'll get to that eventually, I suppose. But speaking of which, let's hop over into the bracket for NA. So this is our top 16 teams. One important note that I do want to make is now this 16th seed is going to be given over to Team Mythical. So Mythical did not qualify through the open. Through the open qualifier. However, they did get this seed and entered into the tournament because the Bandicoot squad or Crashy's team had a last minute organization issue, couldn't find photo ID for a player, and they weren't able to get through and add it to the bracket. So Team Mythical does get in because they were eliminated by the Bandicoots. But so this is the new 16 squad. Let's just anybody want to shout out, what do we think for like first round matchups do we have as like some of the craziest ones going into the tournament?
I think the first one that sticks out is TTV and Foreign Famous. I think that can't
Okay.
be understated. That to me is just the prime time matchup in this first round.
Okay.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the streamer numbers are going to be going into C6 for sure. TTV versus Foreign Famous is going to be it's definitely going to be a hot one. I think it'll be a good game. It's going to be really, really hard for me to say that is the best one. We have like some other there's some bangers in this first round. I really do think Ascendance versus No Sponsors, like Silent Sheepy's team, is gonna be good. Like, I don't doubt your team excellent, trust me. I think you guys will win it, but I do think that'll be a banger game.
I think the one thing that we would put on that one is that they were the last team that we faced in the bracket going into finals as well in
Yeah.
the G2 room.
Okay, awesome. So this is like a rematch game then, yeah?
It is.
Oh man, that's fantastic. And then we know that Ascendants didn't make it through winner, so this is going to be a rehash of that game. Talk to me a little bit about how that game went.
It's gonna sound really biased, but that was the cleanest game we played. Well,
Okay,
that we played
yeah?
in the qualifiers. The guys just put on all the focus, and in my opinion, it was really well played throughout the entire series.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, maybe this one won't be as good. Mike Spam, we've mentioned two games out of this bracket so far that we're really excited to watch this first round of. Any for you specifically that you're excited to see?
I think the most fun games will be Gengar's Goons versus Overcast.
That, yeah, fun is a good descriptor, man. Talk to me about this game.
So, Gengar Goons have a lot to prove. No one takes them seriously in the high echelons of the competitive scene. And they're up against Overcap, who their story is there, to my knowledge, a bunch of people from the Pokemon Unite subreddit Discord who got together, played score comp, and managed to qualify.
Yeah. Heck yeah,
this is,
brother.
For Gamers Goons, the definition of an unlosable game. If you lose this series, your any credibility or hope you have of people taking you seriously is shot. And I know they know that. So they're going to have a lot of internal pressure, and these games are going to get wacky.
They are going to get wacky. Yeah, we actually, Dupesnax and I were able to cast the game that Overcap took to actually make it into this bracket, where they're able to beat Glitch Gaming. And yes, I mean, wacky is, we're still looking at Rollout Wigglytuff. Like, this team is, they are fun, for sure. And Gengar Goons is going to have a battle ahead of them to get this first win.
Yeah, and I also think Shiny versus Tire,
mm-hmm,
we'll probably go overlooked, but that'll give us the best read on
what the mid stages
of the bracket will look like.
Mm-hmm. These are like my two dark horse teams, like going up against each other first round too. Like, I think this new Tire squad looks really good. Like, I'm excited to see them go through, but they're on this bottom side of the bracket, which is so strong in NA. Like, that's gonna be rough.
It's brutal.
I feel like anything that Trio does is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, no, she is a fantastic player. Ingredients really, really good.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing that our trio can't do to ruin the opposing team's day. Like, she lives on the opposite side of the map, and it's awesome to watch. And one more thing to talk about. I think Flintstone Gaming and Millennium is really interesting, just because I have Millennium, we've cast quite a few times, you and I have, Zoinks, and of course Flintstone Gaming, and their just whole story of how they came into creation sounds pretty similar to how Overcap came along. And the fact that they were able to eke out against teams, you know, like Glitch Energy and IX Gaming, like, those are two teams that were doing really well and just got completely iced, like, just couldn't get out of the starting blocks, got chewed alive by the rest of these teams, and don't see themselves in the top 16. So I'm excited to watch those teams that kind of formed up and were like, well, let's go have some fun, and then and made it through.
Yeah, shout out to Flowstone Gaming. I'm excited to watch. Also, if you're a fan of this podcast, they are going to be on an episode of Overdunk tomorrow, so I'm really excited to get the Flowstone Gaming guys on this show. It's going to be really fantastic. So you're getting a whole lot of Overdunk this week, so don't worry about that. But awesome. We got a lot of really good hype first matches. Let's get into this. Let's start making a let's start going through our bracket here. Let's start from the bottom to the top, because I think that's honestly way more interesting in terms of this bottom bracket. We have talked a little bit about Team Shiny, maybe starting off a little slow. I've said how I'm really looking forward to seeing what Tire can do. Who are you guys picks for who makes it out of this first round?
I'm personally still putting Shiny first.
Okay. Okay.
I think they've been together for a long period of time. They've, like, whatever's being said about what, like, they've done up until this point going into the finals, will still be more than what I think Tai will be able to put on the table. I think Shiny still has a lot of really, really good talented players.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, Mike Spam, what do you got?
I would give it to a 2-1 Shiny.
2-1 to Shiny. Okay. Dupesnax, any arguments for Tire here?
I think the only way that Tire comes out of this one is with our trio having the MVP, and not necessarily the game allotted MVP, but I mean, like, the viewer MVP, because they took over the game and really threw a big wrench in Team Shiny's plans. And if they're coming off a little rusty and are trying to use this to get in the flow, there's nothing worse to ruin your flow than a Greedent, a top lane Greedent. So that's my case for Tire.
To the point of where you think that they'll win? Or are you going for Shiny?
I don't think I can be shoehorned into that.
All right, Shiny takes the first
round.
I was
asked for an argument about how Tire comes through this, and I believe that's on the back of our trio and their performance.
Okay, so Tire loses a close game, like we said, but they're probably going to be going down. Gengar Goons versus Overcap, people. Who takes this one? We got the real wild card in terms of Overcap, but we have a consistent team like Gengar Goons, never really finding a top placement in any of these bigger tournaments, but they are tournament grinders. I always see them in bracket every single event. Talk to me about this. Excellent. Which team are you going for in this one?
I mean, this is a matchup between strategies, and this is about representing what we believe is just going to be the best strategy.
Okay.
I don't want to believe that Score Comp is going to be the best thing, and if Gengar Goons is playing to the strengths, they should just win.
Okay, Gengar Goons. Mike Spamp, do you think that Overcap's going to beat Gengar Goons here or no?
Yeah, I think...
Oh, you do?
Gengar Goons... If I had to guess what's going through their head this week, I think they're trying to find a way to outsmart this score comp.
Okay.
Because I think the time is going to be working against them here, mm-hmm. and they're going to get in their own heads, like I was saying. They're going to feel like we can't be the team that loses to score comp. They're going to come in, they're going to have some plan, and it's going to fail. And Overcap is going to win 2-0.
Okay. All right, so we got a vote on either side. We have a vote for belief in the team fight meta and a vote for the just lack of preparation or just get two in your own head. I can definitely see that happening to a team. Deucenex, who do you want to opt into for these?
Okay, so coming from not really knowing Gengar's Goons too well, or Overcap only really knowing their strategy and the short amount we cast, I think from a viewer perspective, it is better for the viewer if Overcap wins. So I'm going to say Overcap.
Okay. Well, all right.
Because people need to see different stuff. People need to understand there's different angles to this game, whether you believe in it or not. And I think it provides such a unique viewing experience and such kind of like a jarring like watch as you're just watching this team getting KO'd over and over again, but they still like manage to win in the end. Mm. It's just kind of backwards. So I think from a viewing perspective, Overcap.
Okay, so we want to throw Overcap into the next one. All right, that we got the votes. They're tallied up. All right, let's talk about TTV versus Foreign Famous. I know this is going to be a good game. There are good players on either side of this squad, definitely. I mean, particularly Foreign Famous has got Fui, they got Assassin Dave. Like, there are some strong, strong players, but they're going up against TTV. I don't want to talk too much about, like, I don't want to waste too much time about this, but does anyone think that Foreign Famous can take TTV out in a round one game?
In a game?
No, it's a match. For round one match.
That, I wouldn't put my money on it.
Okay. No, not even Mike Spam? Okay, TTV moves on to the next one. All right, Floatstone Gaming versus Millennium. So like I said, Millennium, a little bit of the same story of Gengar Goons. We've seen them in so, so many brackets. We've seen them perform pretty well. Floatstone Gaming, though, had a really nice run, beating some really, really solid teams. They got knocked into losers. I think it was first round when they got knocked down by no sponsors. And then they made a run all the way through losers bracket and beat IX to make it here. Who do people have in this match?
I give it to Floatstone.
Okay.
I don't think Millennium was tested, and I think overall Floatstone has the better players. So it's hard for me to see them dropping to Millennium here.
Okay. Excellent. Any other things to chip in here?
A little credit to Mike Spam on what he also spoke about Ascendance, where they're on a momentum right now, and I'll also give them the slight benefit. I've seen Millennium more around, but I also think that the people on Flowstone Gaming are also generally more involved in the communities that I see.
Okay.
And I think they will have some knowledge that they might be able to take with them into this match.
Sounds good. Floatscope Gaming, get in the vote. All right, in the sake of time, we're just going to jump up to the next one. Now we have Full Send versus 1000 Dreams. Are we just locking in Full Send?
Yeah,
in
that's
this one?
Full Send.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds it's good. Full Send. It's going to be interesting. I think both of these teams are like going to be able to bring something interesting into the games.
Okay.
In terms of picks, and that'll be the most interesting for me to watch in that.
Particularly, are you thinking of anything in particular for 1000 Dreams?
I know around 1000 Dreams used to like run Mammoth Wine and stuff like that.
Ah, that's right.
So I think it's going to be more aggressively oriented.
Okay.
Somebody might have to check me on this, but I think, is it Sandra Cheeks that plays Greedent is on 1000
Dreams?
Oh, okay. Okay. Right? So they have Sandra on their squad. So
that's another again potential inflection point between those. I'd call Full Send as well, but what I said about Shiny and Tire. Like, if you have a green, just do green things and really mess with their plan, they can't recover. Like, that's a way to win.
That's true.
Certainly a way to win.
I trust Otter into a Greedent though. I'm picking Full Send. All right.
The thing about Sandra is that Sandra, unlike Artie, Sandra likes to play the I'm in your jungle level one and just fucking with you strategy.
Sure, I got
you. And I think we don't really see that in NA, honestly, compared to Eastern regions.
Hmm.
And it's not impossible that Full Send comes in, they're slow because it's their first round of the day, and oh god, guys, there's a grant in our jungle, and that's where the blow-up starts.
Okay.
Is it likely? Probably not, but is it possible? Yes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of going in the mentality that we're sort of looking at full send like a time bomb, but hey, if that's what happens, what happens. Okay, Tassienda versus LEGO. Any thoughts? I know Tassienda, they're like a sponsored team, right? I believe Tassienda's like an org?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I would give this to Tassienda. I think Tassienda players have generally proven themselves to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the top tier, but still solid.
Yeah, I'd say it gets them at around one. Mike or Dupesnax, any other thoughts on this squad?
No, I agree. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to like talk a lot with the Tassienda people, and they are putting in a lot of work, and they are generally like making a really good community for themselves, but they're discussing amongst themselves, scrimming against each other.
Okay.
And I think they're putting in the work and the efforts that it'll take to get past here.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks so much for that, Mike, because I don't want you to talk for this next one, because your opinion is too biased in this next game. Mike and Dupes next, Ascendants versus No Sponsors. No Sponsors is going to be the team with Silent Sheepy, it's going to have Gosu on it as well. Who we picking for this out of this two? Do we think Ascendants just takes this? They did beat them in a pretty clean game, according to their biased coach, but what do you guys think for this game one?
Yeah, if it wasn't round one, I'd say No Sponsors, assuming they got there, might have more of a chance.
Sure, if they
but
get the momentum.
It's very hard for me to see Ascendants come in first round of the day and just drop to No Sponsors.
Yeah, I'm with you. They, like, Ascendants being our number one or two like seed, you know, in power rankings and stuff, I don't think we could see them losing this early. Or at least we can't do it at a prediction bracket spin, but yeah.
I think No Sponsors is going to come in thinking that this game will be easier than it actually is.
Okay. Sure. All right. Dupesnacks, any more thoughts on the squad? On this game?
Listen, the coach is going to have Ascendants primed and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Ascendants is going to be it's going to be wheels up and flying when this tournament kicks off. Got to go with Ascendants.
Okay, very cool. All right, so Lost Five Amigos versus Team Mythical. I'm tempted to just give this one to Lost Five Amigos. Team Mythical not qualifying through the open. I know they had a somewhat hard of a bracket, but, I mean, running into Bandicoots in the last round, not what I would consider to be the toughest situation for this team. I'm tempted to just give it to Lost Five Amigos, especially since they qualified through winners.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sweet. So I'm going to call them Lost Five because the text is so big and I have to edit the size every time if I do it. So we're just keeping it. Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick, maybe to any of you? I'm not super familiar with Five Amigos. Can somebody give me a little bit of their background? I mean, obviously qualifying through winners is no small feat. But I just don't really know.
Yeah, so the most notable player on their roster is going to be Eclipt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a Lucario player. He's been around since the start of the game. He's up there as one of those people who's always trying to innovate. Doesn't necessarily go well for him and his teams.
Not all the time, but sometimes. But sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And I just got out of a scrim block with him recently. They seem to be playing not to lose. I think if we were going to say one team coming into this doesn't think they should be there, it's them. And if they drop to Team Mythical, it's because they came in, are playing not to lose instead of playing to win, and don't really accomplish anything.
Okay. Some hot takes out of that team, but hey, if you got the inside scoop, who am I to say? But all right, let's flip the direction now. Let's go from the top. I think it's a pretty clear Ascendance vote here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Excellent. Care to weigh in?
I'd say Ascendance is winning this one.
Okay. He's on payroll though. No one seriously.
So the one thing, Black CH is playing on Lost Five, and he's a good friend of us. He made the Ascendance logo. So if there's gonna be anything, it's gonna be friendly banter.
He made the logo, and you're gonna beat him in round two? Oh my word!
Hey, they paid him for that. They paid for that work. This ain't UNICEF. There's no handouts in this tournament.
Yeah, no free shoutouts. Okay, sounds good. We're moving into Tessenda versus Full Send. Okay, so now things are getting a little more spicy. They're going to get more and more on as we go down the list. Also, shout out for chat. Thanks, guys, for mentioning in. Unfortunately, Bandicoots had a player disqualify just because they weren't able to get the proper identification in time, so they had to drop from the tournament, and Team Mythical got their spot. But, alright, so Tassienda versus Full Send. Anybody have any, like, strong opinions out of here? Anyone think that Tassienda can beat Full Send, basically, is what I'm asking.
It's very hard to imagine.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, historically, Full Send should have the advantage going into this.
Okay.
I'd say Tessenda is more unknown, so maybe Full Send is not going to be as prepared for Tessenda as Tessenda might be for Full Send.
Okay.
Even though Full Send is favored.
Sure, sure.
I mean, this is the prime example of, is the sum of the parts greater than the strength of the individuals? I think this is the first kind of real test of that, because Tessenda has been around. They have been together for a long time, and Full Send is just a powerhouse of five individuals, as we talked about before. So cool. It's going to be – Tessenda is going to win this by being cohesive and communicative and, you know, together. It's tough sledding.
Okay. So is Tessenda your pick then to win?
I'm going to go for it. Why not?
Okay.
Somebody's got to shake it up. Somebody's got to shake it up somewhere.
So we got it to send about. All right. I'm glad you threw that in
me?
There.
Why not me?
Still gonna put Full Send in the next spot. But okay, cool. Shouting out. No problem. Okay. So now we're hitting into a little bit of the heat. Well, Floatstone Gaming versus TTV. Guys, let's face it. This is a mismatch for sure. Floatstone Gaming. They have been a team for a hot week. Headed into a team that has been together since essentially the start of the game. Can I just put TTV on here and we'll look at Flowstone maybe a little bit later?
Yep.
Neat. Yep. All right. Okay. Can Team Shiny beat Score Comp? Thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I feel like, Mike Smith, you were just the hardest on Shiny out of all of us at the start, and now you're like, oh yeah, they could beat whoever.
Yeah. I think Shiny is the bottom of the top this tournament.
Sure. Okay. I'm here for it. Yeah, we're kind of getting the top really quick here. But all right, Mike, do you think that Overcap could beat Shiny?
I still have the same opinion as if it was Gengar's Goons. Shiny should deal with it the same way. as long as they're playing towards the strengths of the comps they're playing, it should be completely fine.
Okay.
Excellent is insulted that Overcap is there and he has to say this again.
I respect the fact that you're trying different stuff, but I don't think that it doesn't have enough flexibility within the game.
And sure.
If you're good enough players, you just hit and you have enough flexibility, you should be able to work around it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. Well, you owe me one free coaching on Metafy if Overcap wins. That's a full detail. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Ascendance versus Full Send. Okay, Mike, this is going to be your squad going up against Full Send. It's definitely going to be the toughest competition you've run into thus far in the tournament. Depends what you think of no sponsors, I guess, and where them and Full Send kind of match up in the ladder. This is going to be a really, really tough game. Full Send plays a pretty strange, macro strategy compared to most teams. Do you think that Ascendance will still eke out this win?
Well, yes. I think Ascendance is going to take the win. I think that there is just more cohesion on Ascendance. And I think we're going to be able to out-rotate them in most situations.
All right. Cool. Yeah, out-rotate's a really, really good, really, really good way to beat a team like that. All right, Mike Spam, any more thoughts on this squad versus Ascendant? I know you're pretty high on Full Send. Do you think they have what it takes to beat them in a round three game?
It's going to be a brawl.
Yeah.
I think whoever wins game one, win game two.
Okay.
It is very hard for me to see a world where Full Send doesn't blow up if they lose game one. I think all of them see themselves individually as better than their counterparts on Ascendance.
Okay.
And I think if they drop, that's going to be such a blow to their mental, it's hard for me to imagine them staying calm. Now, on the other side, and I do give this like 55-45 to Ascendance.
Ooh, that's
why
close.
Does Ascendance get through? it's because they're going to just play the late game better.
Okay.
I think these players, and it sounds kind of toxic to say, are used to starting the game off from a deficit and having to crawl their way back in.
Okay.
And so doing so against a team that's not very good at stopping you from coming back won't be too much of a challenge, assuming they can manage the deficit.
Okay, gotcha. So more shade thrown at Ascendance's lane, but whatever, I'm here for it. Dupes next. Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, well, you're paid. Or not. I don't know your structure. Okay. Dupes next. Any more thoughts on this one specifically?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Ascendance, but this is the situation I'm talking about. If Full Send gets to this point, we've let them power up too much. Like, that means they're on a heater. They're like, they've clicked early and they're just steamrolling, which is kind of where I'm, you know, the whole Tessenda thing comes in for me. It's all about the mental of Full Send. Can they stay collect, cool, calm, and collected together? Ascendance is going to reign victorious because, like I said, they got excellent at the helm. Who's going to keep them ice cold? But this is to me is when like Full Send is starting to hit their crescendo. And if they get to this point, especially if for some unknown reason they win there, I think the tournament just kind of becomes theirs because they've just become superheroes in that they've kind of gone god mode. By
okay, them. Got you. So Ascendance is essentially your golden ticket. If you take them down, you win the tournament.
Because of how this bracket is laid out, I would say so. Because by then they've hit a heater already. Like sure. they're just playing to that individual level, but it's coalesced into the experience that these long-standing teams have, and I think that's just a tough combination to beat, especially as Mike Spam mentioned, you know, TTV trying to dig out of a rut a little bit, sure. Shiny not playing as much, you know, those little cracks in the drywall here that I can see Full Send punching through.
Cool. I mean, also, Snowpoint's still one of the players with the most wins against TTV in the community, so sure. you got a little bit of that going for you, I suppose. Don't know how relevant it'll be, but okay, this TTV versus Shiny game is going to be really interesting. It's a throwback to the Shiny League finale, I believe, is the last time that these teams went off with any stakes that I can remember. Pretty banger of a game. TTV did win that one out, but yeah, what do we think between TTV and Shiny? Who do we think takes this one?
Give it to TTV.
Okay. So your Shiny doubts have finally found some fruition here, Mike's man.
Yeah, with Shiny's struggles, plus the fact that I don't think it should go unstated. TTV have gotten all of their players to North America.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They moved Toon from the UK to Canada to compete in this.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them a mental edge, right? Just the fact that you're going to take it more seriously because you're not playing at home anymore, right? You're on a trip. They're going to come hard and they're going to come fast.
Yeah. Context. But yes, it's going to be great. I actually got the opportunity to cast all of TTV's games through the qualifier rounds this last weekend. And yeah, I didn't think Toon could get better. But when you give him low ping, the man is even more of a demon. Like, he is terrifying, especially since they've been sticking to that Cinder so much. But, excellent. Who do you think Ascendance is going to be going up to in this winner's final, TTV? Or do you think that Shiny is an outside shot at taking them down?
I think it's definitely going to be TTV. And I'll add one more thing to that, and it's because I have so much personal experience with it. I think Shiny is trying to do what TTV is doing right now, and they haven't necessarily shown that they're trying to branch into other stuff. And okay. I think TTV just plays their comp better. And I've personally tried to have that second place a ton of times where we're trying to do what they're doing, and you have to do something that's slightly different.
Okay, cool. I love that take, because I think we've seen that a lot in Pokemon Unite, is that just the best team has been TTV for so long. They see that meta, and then people try to emulate, then it doesn't work, and then the adaptation comes to NA meta. Then we get the Slowbro. Then we get these other variations that we've had to do because, listen, we can't make this wiggly comp work like TTV is making it work. So, yeah, interesting. Okay, so now we hit our winner's final. So, not going to decide at all. That'll be in the grands in just a second here, but Ascendance versus TTV. Mike Spam, I want to hear your opinion on this first. Who are you favoring higher in this situation?
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
It is very hard to commit to a decision. I could give you 1,000 caveats either way. But I'm going to say TTV.
Okay, TTV makes it through. Okay, if there's one, like, defining factor, like, what do you think is personally giving you the edge for TTV? Is it the history? Is it the specific matchup? Is it their macro? Like, what is it that you think that made you make that decision?
It's 1,000 cuts.
Okay.
It's everything you just said, they have a slight advantage.
Okay.
Plus, they're going to see this as a can't-lose game for them, right? Yeah. They're gonna say, we can come in, we know we're good, we have to win this, and they're going to play their hearts out.
Okay. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Dupes next. I want to hear, before I go over to Mike, I want to hear your opinion on this. Who is, currently we have one vote for TTV. Where do you stand, and why do you stand there?
Well, I'm gonna give you the most waffling answer possible.
Nah,
I'm gonna put it up to something arbitrary that has nothing to do with in-game play.
Uh-huh.
And for me, does TTV reveal who they're getting signed to? If they do before Saturday, I'm gonna give it to TTV.
It is tomorrow, so yeah.
Oh, they're announcing it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that takes a whole lot of guesswork out of it. you know what? Sure, we'll go with TTV, because that's the first thing out of my mouth.
Okay,
and, I need to give Excellent a reason to tell us why we're wrong.
Well,
I'm
gonna start telling you why you're all wrong. Listen up here, Twitch chat, Spotify listeners, whatever you are. Sentence is the number one team in the game right now. All right, we got Excellent as coach. We got Overlord in that top lane. That kid is cracked on the sticks. Kyrios, if this team lets him play Dragonite, I don't know why they're doing that, but he can do it. But he's got other picks as well. He can play it all. Oh, this bot lane is legendary, and TTV, like we said, not the strongest team in the game anymore, and we need a new kid on the throne. Ascendance is going to be the one to take it.
Ascending to the throne. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It all makes sense.
So I'm going to throw my vote in for Ascendance, and I know where Mike's going to vote, so we're probably going to be at a tie, but we'll have to just kind of figure it out in a second here. Mike, who do you think takes this game between Ascendance and TTV?
Obviously, it's close.
Uh-huh.
Like, it would be unreal to say anything else. I believe Ascendance is going to take it.
Okay.
Biased. I love the fact that Mike Spam is saying that TTV is not on ping anymore. They're going to give it their hardest, and that's going to make it that much better when we beat them.
Oh, I love that. Okay, fantastic.
That's good energy.
That is good energy. Okay, so we have... So it's tied up... Like, yeah. 2-2. Let me ask this question before we, you know, debate this more. If I try to convince either of you two to flip your vote to Ascendance, do you think that this winner's final is just a preview of the grand final? Like, do you think any other team has the chops to make it through losers and make their way back into the grand final instead of one of these two teams?
I think it's going to come down to these two again.
Okay, Mike Spam, do you think that...
Regardless of how this shakes out, that's how it's going
to
be.
Sure. Mike Spam, I know your opinions on what is going to happen to Full Send if they lose, but how about Shiny? Do you think that do you think Team Shiny has the ability to bring it back all the way through losers to find a spot in Grants, or do you think this is just going to be a repeat?
Sure. I think they will start to be under a lot of pressure,
mm-hmm.
because that top four cutoff is so important.
Yeah.
If they get to a point where all of a sudden they need to beat like Tyre or something to guarantee them into the top four, they might collapse.
Okay.
I don't think it should be taken for granted that they actually make it top four when they're sent to the losers bracket.
Okay.
Now, to answer your question about does Ascendance make it back, I would be worried about them after losing, especially if those matches were close.
Okay.
They might hit Full Send and be like, okay, well, we were close against TTV, and that was really exhausting. And then they hit a Full Send who probably just got done rolling some easy team in the losers bracket. They
okay.
might get upset.
Okay.
Is that likely? Maybe not. But again, I could see it happen.
I just don't, like, for me, I don't see Full Send making it to losers and then go, like, being the team that goes, all right, baby, lock in the mental, we're on a loser's run now. I just don't see that out of that team, based on all the conversations we've had so far and just kind of my experience. So I actually think if Full Send getting into the loser's bracket is almost a death sentence for them for qualifying, unless they fall very, very late in the winner's bracket.
One advantage they do have is they might not take it seriously.
That I was just going to say that, actually. That's very true. Well, okay, no. Wait, there's no way you are going to say that to me that Red Love doesn't take this game seriously, dude.
I think Red Love takes the game seriously, but I don't think Red Love is losing sleep over the idea they're not top four. I think there are other teams in this bracket that are.
Okay.
I can agree with that.
All that to say,
I've swung over to Ascendance. If we're trying to figure it out, I've swung over to Ascendance, and I was sold by the everything you just said, lower ping and everything. It's going to make it so much sweet when we take them down. Okay. So, I mean, I'm sold on that, because at the end of the day, it's going to be TTV and Ascendance in the grand finals for me anyways. So.
I was just going to ask, if you are sold enough that Ascendance can make it in a winner's final, do you think they can do it again when TTV comes back grand finals?
Listen.
Reminder. Last time we saw Ascendance versus TTV in a grand final, I'm pretty sure it was a bracket reset win by TTV. So let's just keep that in mind.
Listen, that's a cloud that's hanging over your head for a rainy day. But I will say, excellent. You get me one of those team jerseys, I'll put it up on the wall behind me, and I'm Ascendance 100%.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Gotta get to work on that.
So Ascendance is here. TTV is in here. Mike Spam. Thoughts? Okay, I know that your pick was TTV, but we're just going to say TTV makes it through the loser's bracket. They rematch against Ascendance in the winner's finals. Do you think TTV, they're now in a new situation. They have a, they are now having to reset the bracket. Do you think they are capable to get a bracket reset and win in our first actual, you know, monthly final tournament?
Until they lose, I think they're favored.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
They're just a very strong team, and they have faltered in the past. It's not impossible for me to believe that it'll happen again, but we are in a new environment. No one has played Unite in an official tournament for the finals where it really matters before, right? People might have some competitive experience, but none of these teams have been in this environment before. And so TTV being the cool, calm, older, more experienced team, I give it to them.
Okay. Okay. So you think TTV can get the reset and the win. Okay. Okay. Dupesnacks, I know I convinced you to get Ascendance into the grand final. However, do you think that Ascendance could do it twice in a row?
They're going to, okay. So this is what's going to happen. TTV is going to reset the bracket. So now we got one best of three on the line. Uh-huh. Of course, that's going to go to 2-1, and I'm going to let that linger for a bit until Excellent can tell me he gets me a jersey or not. But in all seriousness, like, that's just for me as you know, as a viewer and somebody that's following this competitive scene as long as you and I have, Zoinks. And again, it's going to be a cop out answer.
No.
Ascendance, no, TTV in the finals, in the grand finals with a bracket reset, is just an absolute, like, fan of the game dream come true, because I mean, it's the two best teams in NA squaring up and going knuckle to knuckle. So that's just where I'm going for. Oh man, we lose the whole
yeah, I'll screen cap the VOD, it's fine, nothing happened. Yeah, okay, sick. In the grand final, Ascendance versus TTV, I heard you. I was kind of panicking over all my marker going away, but that's all right. Mike, I know that your pick is going to be Ascendance here, obviously. I'm so sorry. I really do think that TTV is going to be our first winner of this tournament. I really do think they'll be able to pull it up. I know I was just I was going ham about Ascendance, and I really do think that, like, this is the closest matchup before. And Mike Sam, you were talking about a 55-45 split between a couple other teams. This is like the 51-49 split. Like, I really do think that we have TTV kings of the game thus far, but Ascendance is the new challenger. I think they're going to be taking it. This is going to be so, so close, but they're my pick to take the whole tournament, and therefore our pick. as it goes. Yeah, I'll screen cap that VOD later. We'll post it on Twitter or something like that. I'll tag you guys in it. Now you are indebted to be part of this bracket, even if you disagreed with it. awesome. All right, I'm going to bring up our faces here for a little bit, but we're going to get just right to the closing here in a second. Guys, thanks so much for joining me. Mike's man, thanks for reaching out. Thanks for doing the awesome write-up. Mike, thanks for being up at just unholy hours to be able to do this show.
No worries, no worries. It's been a pleasure being here.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, cool, guys. Now that we're hitting the end, let's just do our classic sell-out, shout-out, plug, whatever you want to. Mike Spam, why don't you kick us off? Where can people find you? Socials, stream, all that stuff, anything you want
to
shout
best
out?
Best way to find me is spending too much time in all the Unite community discords or on Twitter at Spam of the Mike. Awesome. I have a Twitch at /MikeSpam I barely use, but if you follow me there, you'll see tournament streams.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you fill for some teams, find a team, whatever it is. I need to see that Mike Spam Eldegoss more and more. Seriously, Kirk and I got to cast your guys' game. I know it ended in a loss, but your Eldegoss, it's cracked. It was a ton of fun to watch.
Got some opportunities coming up I'm looking at.
Hey, shout out. Fantastic. All right, Mike, plug all your stuff, please.
I am excellent everywhere. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Metafy. You know where to find me.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, everything. Ah, excellent. Awesome. Kirk?
Hey, at Doobsnacks, DOOBSNAX on Twitter. And of course, Zoinks is going to go through all the other stuff. So I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, awesome. I am Zoinks. Follow me at ZoinksCast on Twitter. Follow everything that Kirk and I are doing with Unite Mics here on the Twitch, over on the YouTube.com/UniteMics, and also on the Twitter, of course. But seriously, go check out that YouTube. We have so many top tournament gameplays there with commentary. We have two entire podcasts on there as well. We have this show, Overdunk, and we also have Kirk's show, Late Night Unite. Just recently had Peak on as a guest, which is fantastic. So go check out that episode. It was a lot of fun to watch. And tomorrow night, like at this time tomorrow, we are going to be having Floatstone Gaming on Overdunk. So just another team that we talked about as going to be participating in this NA tournament. So tune in, check that out. Also, guys, just with these broadcasts coming up for the official Pokemon, things like that, any shout outs or anything like retweets, everything helps so, so much to try to get Unite Mics recognized for things like that. So thank you so much for your support in everything. You can listen to these podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all that. But I've droned on for long enough. I have been Zoinks for Doobsnacks, for Excellent, for Mike Snap, Mike Spam. Thank you so much for joining and have a fantastic night. See you guys later.